Tufts Freeform Radio, where we will guide you gently into your weekend and into the cold December night.
Thank you. I can't stand the rain against my window, bringing back sweet memories. Yeah, when the rain, do you remember how sweet it used to be?
Guys, how's it going? That's great. I'm glad to hear that. Tell me something else. Oh yeah? Wow, that's cool too. Why, that's a surprisingly controversial opinion. Fortunately, I agree with you. Wow, that's neat. Thanks so much for chatting here on this interactive Mic Break Theater part of today's In You All Along. I'm back in the home studio this week due to certain exigencies preventing me from making it into the studio this week, but that's okay. We kind of got that. The home recording thing is not as bad if you don't have to do it. Sometimes it's a valuable way to get a show done when you can't necessarily be there for your time slot. Like I couldn't today, but we can just pretend I'm here in the studio with you, coming to you in your ears here on In You All Along, where if you are within 5 miles of Tufts University, between 5 and 6 on Friday, the show literally is In You All Along. How many other shows on this station are so accurately named? None. Anyway. We just heard from Ann Peebles with probably her most famous track, which is called I Can't Stand the Rain, which was from her 1973 album of the same name, written in part as a response to all of the tracks romanticizing bad weather. And I will tell you, you know me if you know me. And really, who really knows me? But if you know me, you'll know that I always remind folks, don't get upset about the weather. It's a doomsday attitude. You can't fix it. There's nothing you can do. No, you can prepare for it. You can make the best of it. That's all you can do. The weather's not listening to your complaints, and neither am I. Anyway, prior to that, we heard from the Smithereens. I always like to play the Smithereens around this time of year because a few years ago, in December, we lost Pat D'Anizio, the lead singer of the Smithereens, one of my favorite rock and roll bands of all time. When he did pass away, I played like a whole set of Smithereens songs, and still wasn't enough. I love those guys to death. Anyway, that was not literally, sorry. Perhaps in poor taste, that choice of words. Anyway, that song was called The House That We Used to Live In from the 1988 album Green Thoughts from New Jersey's Favorite Sons. Prior to that, we heard from a band called The Action, a short-lived band from the 1960s. That was their song called Brain, recorded sometime in 67 or 68. Never saw the light of day on a release until the 90s due to intra-band chaos going on that led to their dissolution in 1969. We opened up that set with One Dove with their beautiful song Breakdown from 1993's Mourning Dove White. I love that song so much. You know, sometimes a song just has a time and a moment. Even though you may have listened to it 1,000 times, it just comes back to a particular listening. And for that song, for me, I was on a road in like the mountains of Pennsylvania one night in December, and the chill had just set in. The nights, you know, had just gotten super cold and clear. You know, there's no moisture in the air because it's so cold, and the moon is so bright. And I just last week was up in Millinocket, Maine. I was driving up there, run their half marathon, up in the northernmost reaches of 95, pitch dark, nothing but me and the sky and the bitter cold. And that song, I had to put it back on. I was like, it's right back, that kind of moment. Anyway, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. Here's some more good stuff coming up. Thank you. once again, folks there at home, at work, wherever you are. If you're at work, go home. I don't care what time your shift ends. You have my permission. As a DJ, my powers, vast and unchallengeable. So you just go right up to that boss and say, you get paid for the rest of the day and are going home right now. Enough of their nonsense. That's what I say. I'm like the captain, like the captain of the boat can arrest you or marry you or do all those things. DJ has very similar powers when on the radio. Anyone needs to be married, you know what to do. Drop by facebook.com/inyouallalong. We'll marry you right here on the air. I don't care. We'll have to do it virtually because I can't have any guests in the studio. But we'll do a telephone thing, something like that. It's legit. I swear. Anyway, we just heard from a band called Ope from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, who described themselves as a brazen avalanche of musical errors. And I played that song called Is This Thing On from the album of the same title back in the summer, and it's super catchy, so I played it again. I have never been to Milwaukee. It's always been on my list. Anybody wants to, what do you say, we all get together, have an In You All Along field trip to Milwaukee. Everybody just, just sign up and we'll find a time that works for all of us. We'll take a little trip. We'll see the sights. We'll meet the people, learn their ways, come back better human beings for the experience. Just drop by again, facebook.com/inyouallalong. Comment anywhere you like. I would like to come on the Milwaukee trip. It'll be great. It'll be a bonding experience for all of us. Anyway, before that, we heard from a band very much closer to home from Stoughton, Mass., called Crescent Ridge, unrelated to my knowledge to the dairy of the same name. But that was their song called Wrong Number from their 2020 album, Day's End. Crescent Ridge will be playing on Tuesday the 21st with Moss Tongue, Golly Lagging, and Mike's Car Wash down there at the Jungle, a fine, fine venue down there in Somerville's Union Square, an excellent addition. Man, we never too many new music venues, that's all I can say. We're still like, I feel like constantly in a net loss, so really glad to have those guys there. Prior to that, we heard from Oneida with I Will Haunt You off of 2009's album Rated O. Before that, we heard from Heart. No, not that one. Not the one you're thinking. Heart, the Dutch band from the 1970s. So short-lived, such a short blip on the radar, that their Wikipedia page only exists in Dutch. Didn't even warrant an English language version. That's their song, Lovemaker, from 1974. I grabbed that off of a compilation from Gaylord Fields down there at WFMU in New Jersey called Nicked Names from 2013. It was like a pledge premium, and all bands with names you think you know, but it's not the band you think it is. We opened up that set with Headstone Circus with I'm Going Down from all the way back in 1968. Should also let you know that behind me right now we have Cormac from right here in Boston. Cormac, a regular part of the bed music rotation here at In You All Along, as he makes such groovy sounds, such great background music. 2021's album Cloud Bumps Volume 1. All right, we got another great set coming up for you, beginning in just a second with America's physical fitness anthem, In Disguise.
rising up back on the street. Did my time, took my chances, went the distance, now I'm back on my feet. Just a man and his will to survive. Sometimes it seems it happens so fast. You change your passion for the glory. Don't give up on the dreams of the past. You must fight to keep them alive. And it's the eye of the tiger, it's the thrill of the fight, rising up to the challenge of our rivals. And the last known survivor stalks his prey in the night. He's watching us all with the eye of the tiger. Face to face, out in the heat, hanging tough, staying hungry. They stack the odds till we take to the street, for we kill with the skill to survive. And it's the eye of the tiger, it's the thrill of the fight, rising up to the challenge of our rivals. And the last known survivor stalks his prey in the night. He's watching us all with the eye of the tiger. Rising up straight to the top of the guts, got the glory, went the distance, now I'm not gonna stop. Just a man and his will to survive. And it's the eye of the tiger, it's the thrill of the fight, rising up to the challenge of our rivals. And the last known survivor stalks his prey in the night. He's watching us all with the eye of the tiger.
Have a nice time with your temper. I hope you find life together that you please. And now I won't have to keep you at my throat or at my feet. You will not keep me on my guard or on my knees. I think we had a nice time in November. As I recall, we did enjoy the falling leaves. But we watched the winter roll in and take everything we'd stolen from the optimists and altruists and thieves. And now your head is off somewhere starting fires, and your heart is spitting into the sea. But if your rage won't set you free, come back to me. I hope we run. Starting fires, and your heart is melting to me.
Center. Don't hold back, don't give me an edit, dear. Yeah, I like you weird. I like you way out there. Yeah, yeah. Got a lot of things, yeah. Wanna share a lot.
That is gonna do it for this hour of music here on WMFO, where you just heard from Year of the Clam with their tribute to everyone's favorite dessert treat, strawberry ice cream from 2020, a single of theirs from 2020. You can see Year of the Clam live and in person at O'Brien's in Allston this Monday night. They'll be playing with Chrome Horse and Blues Dream Box. Before that, we heard a delightful little one from Love Love called I Like You Weird. That is off of their 2015 self-titled album. Before that, we heard from the Daylilies with their track Fire Sea Free Me. Probably the only song I haven't played yet off of their 2019 self-titled album. The Daylilies will be in a fantastic showcase put on by Red on Red Records tonight at the Crystal Ballroom in Davis Square. So many amazing nights on that bill. The Dogmatics with Barrence Whitfield, Linnea's Garden with Carissa Johnson, Devil Love with Andrea Gillis and Abby Barrett, Melissa Ferrick, Simone Burke and Jeffrey Lehane, Gretchen Shea in the Middle Eight, Kit Gulliver, and Corin Ashley, Cold Expectations with Adam Sherman and Lauren Parks, and the Daylilies, as I mentioned, with Hugo Burnham. That's tonight, 7 p.m. at the Crystal Ballroom. Supposedly there are still tickets left. You have time, if you are in listening range, to get down there. We opened up that set with, as I said, America's physical fitness anthem, Eye of the Tiger. That was from the Rural Alberta Advantage. That's a 2012 B-side of theirs of Drain the Blood. And I think they just re-released it because it popped up in my email today. So there you have it. Behind me right now, Stereolab with Les Bonbons de Raison from 2001's Sound Dust. That is going to do it. Thank you so much for tuning in here to In You All Along on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, the flagship station of the WMFO Radio Network. Stay tuned for an exciting public service announcement coming up next.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here?
Of course.
Who's asking? I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
Sup?
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like. Consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
180.
And of course, here we go again, because Pete can never end on time.